Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Excellencies, fellow delegates and colleagues. This is the first time Fiji is taking the floor, and thank you for giving me this opportunity, Excellency Ambassador Gill. Allow me, Mr. Chairman, on behalf of my delegation, to join other colleagues by congratulating you and your esteemed Bureau for the tireless efforts, insightful discussions, and excellent manner in which you have steered this meeting thus far. At this juncture, I also wish to acknowledge and congratulate the distinguished two ambassadors as vice chairs. Mr. Chairman, Fiji firmly believes that this meeting will enable state parties to consolidate and progress on issues of substance and processes with a view to reaching a consensus on intersessional process very soon. Mr. Chairman, my intervention will focus on the standing agenda item 7 as reference BWC/MSP/2017/1 on the progress with the universalization of the convention. In July this year, Fiji co-hosted the regional BWC workshop with UNODA and funded by the European Union. The intention was to promote the universalization of the convention in the Pacific region, focusing on the 5 non-state parties, namely Kiribati, Tuvalu, Niue, the Federated States of Micronesia, and Samoa. Whilst I acknowledge Samoa of their first attendance to this conference, I wish to congratulate them for by becoming the 179th state party to the convention on 21st September. Mr. Chairman, the regional workshop held in Fiji was a great success and culminating to the commitment by Fiji to shoulder on the responsibility of influencing respective political masters of these non-state parties in the Pacific through various platforms. Fiji, given its geographical settings as the hub of the Pacific and with our influence in some regional organizations, various platforms and international campaigns, especially our recent assumption of the presidency of the COP23. We are keen and committed to promoting the role of the BWC and the relevance of universal membership, as well as its benefits to individual states. The global security has changed dramatically, impacting our respective economies and social fabric, destroying communities, and we cannot afford to be a bystander. Our concerted effort must be realized, and state parties need to understand the scourge of and deliberate use of biological weapons would drastically impact our lives. Mr. Chairman, the Pacific, with its tranquil environment, is susceptible to the unprecedented threats of terrorism, epidemic associated with biological weapons agents, and the unseen perils of epidemics such as Ebola, at least to mention. Our men and women are serving in peacekeeping duties in some global hotspots like Sudan, Liberia, etc. And the irrational fear still lingers on. Should we contract this deadly disease or any similar epidemic in the future? In our national capacity, Mr. Chairman, we are in the process of domesticating the obligations of the Convention by enacting relevant legislations, empowering stakeholders for early detection surveillance, mitigating strategies, and adopting an effective response mechanism. Mr. Chairman, biological weapons are a lot accessible and easier to develop, transfer, and conceal, and the most fearful compared to other weapons of mass destruction. By engaging robustly and collectively as an international community, would no doubt mitigate these deadly threats and risks to humanity, livestock, and plants. Respective governments must continue to consolidate and involve key stakeholders such as security, public health, and agriculture, as the growing risk may be unprecedented should these weapons fall on wrong hands, such as non-state actors, terrorist groups, etc. Mr. Chairman, I urge state parties, especially small island states in the Pacific, to take advantage of the privileges and the support of the BWC, as this would strengthen national capacities, in particular emergency responses specified in Article 10 of the Convention. The obligation of the BWC and Article 10 requires state parties to facilitate and have the right to participate in equipment exchange, materials, technology, information, scientific, and the use of biological agents for peaceful purposes. Mr. Chairman, to conclude, you have our full support, and my delegation is committed to working closely with the BWC, ISU, and other international partners to promote the universality of this convention in the Pacific, and to share best practices and models, and bring to perspective the establishment of relevant national framework with the view to enhance respective emergency responses. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.